A man named David Irons was among the hundreds of cruise ship passengers in Sitka last week, but instead of heading for the national park, downtown stores, or other popular attractions, Irons went straight to the Coast Guard Air Station. 34 years ago, he was in charge of the place as its first ever commanding officer. KCAW's Ed Ronco was there as the first commanding officer and the current commanding officer had a look around.
1953, winter. The Coast Guard cutter Northwind is on patrol in the Bering Sea. David Irons, 22, is a storekeeper, the payroll and requisitions guy, basically, aboard the 269-foot icebreaker.
And we were frozen in the ice someplace north of St. Lawrence Island. And I remember a PBY came out and dropped his mail. And I decided those suckers are going to be home in a nice warm bed in 4 hours. That's for me.
Irons' 31-year career in the Coast Guard moved quickly, beginning with Coast Guard Officer Candidate Training in 1956.
I was assigned to aviation training immediately.
Got my wings actually in November of 57.
Chief of Aviation for the Coast Guard.
At that point, I had flown every airplane the Coast Guard had in the inventory.
I retired in 1979.
And somewhere in that montage of assignments was Sitka. Irons was the first commanding officer at Air Station Sitka, serving from October of 1977 until June of 1978. Now, in May of 2011, the 80-year-old retired captain is walking back into the hangar where he comes face to face with the Air Station's two Jayhawk helicopters.
I did not have an opportunity to fly this airplane. Beautiful machine.
A huge electrical cable comes out and plugs into the side of one of the helicopters so that Irons can get a look at the cockpit with all of the flat screens and gadgets lit up. It's vastly different from the Sikorsky H-3 helicopters that Irons flew during his career. And when he climbs into the cockpit, it's too noisy to hear what's going on in there, but there's a lot of gesturing and smiling as Lieutenant Josh Tabor explains the controls. I think I hear Tabor explain the autopilot, and then Irons asks, well, if they have autopilot, where did they get their fun? With a smile on his face. And after a good long time, he climbs easily out of the cockpit.
There's absolutely no resemblance between that and the H-3.
But if the technology has changed, the job hasn't. It's still all about rescuing people in distress, and Irons has stories the current crew at Air Station Sitka hasn't heard, including one about a flight that went down off Bjorka Island on October 22, 1962. A Northwest Orient Airlines DC-7, chartered by the military, was en route from McChord Air Force Base in Washington to Elmendorf in Anchorage when, 3 hours after takeoff, the pilot began having trouble with one of the propellers. At the time, Irons was stationed on Annette Island. They rendezvoused, his crew, that is, rendezvoused with the plane in the air and followed it until it ditched in the water near Bjorka. There were 102 people on board.
They all climbed out on the wings and got into life raft, and there was a baby that swallowed seawater in the bottom of one of the rafts, the only injury in the whole thing, and the baby turned out fine.
Commander Doug Cameron now holds the job Irons once did, commanding officer at Air Station Sitka. In the narrow hallway outside Cameron's office are photos of everyone who's held the job.
You can't make the walk to work every morning and not wonder who they are, what they were like, where they are now. Am I standing up to the legacy of those who've gone before me? And of course, the one that always probably would get most people's interest is the person that was first. You know, what was that person like, and what was this unit like in the beginning? And so, when I got a message that he was coming and we'd be interested in having him come to the air station, I was jumping at the chance. That's pretty cool.
Irons says the feeling is mutual.
I can't even describe the pleasure and how it feels to be able to come back and take a look around at the station we established 30-odd years ago.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.